continues the story of the musical appreciation movement on Thursday evening at 11:15. The producer of the programmes in Bristol is Sarah Davis. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. It's now 11 o'clock. Time for me to hand you on to Verity Sharp for tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Nice bit of flute playing there from Tom McElvogue, joined by the guitarist Paddy Kerr, and that's a tune they wrote called Colonel Fraser. Welcome to another week of Late Junction. Here is a song about a notorious asbestos mine in Australia that insisted, sometimes by force, that its workers, many of whom had come over from Europe, worked in the mine for a full 2 years, and of course now many have either died or are suffering with fatal lung conditions. It's sung by Alistair Hewlett with Dave Swarbrick on fiddle.
They said it's easy money in a full-paid yard and a local rag. Always nice and sunny. Come on, lad, and pack your bag. Up to West Australia, leave the old hometown behind. Be a winner, not a failure. There's money to be made in the Whitnam mine. Day in, day out. Every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out. They're getting away with Bloomberg. They took me to my quarters, a stinking bed in an open shed. I got my work in orders with a lamp and a tin hat on my head. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomerdown. My girl, she's a cook and cleaner. She works all day in the canteen hall. 6 days since I've seen her, some don't have no girl at all. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomerdown. She sweeps the fine blue dust up, she dips it into an old wool pack. Never had a check-up, if she did, she'd get the sack. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomerdown. I feel my health is failing, I work all day in the killer dust. My kids play in the tail ends, the boss says work and work I must. Day in, day out, every day they drive us harder. Day in, day out, they're getting away with Bloomerdown. Thank you.
The sound of the Kemenche, the small fiddle of the Black Sea, as played by Yoyos Aramandithis, and that was a traditional turtle dove's dance, following on from the fiddling of Dave Swarbrick backing Alistair Hewlett in Hewlett's song Blue Murder, which is about Australia's notorious Wittenoom asbestos mine. Here's one of Pakistan's well-known Sufi singers. Her name is Reshma, and this is a love song about longing and separation. Hyrabah, as sung by the Pakistani Sufi singer Reshma, and that's just one on a new compilation that World Network have put together. It's called The Rough Guide to Sufi Music. This is Late Junction, and to mark the 10th anniversary of 9/11, Steve Reich has written a new piece, very much in the style of Different Trains, and just as powerful, I think, using pre-recorded voices in the same way, with people reflecting and reminiscing on the events as they unfolded. So we'll hear that after this piece by the Armenian spiritualist and philosopher Gurdjieff, and this featuring the wonderful sound of the duduk, and it's a piece called Chant from a Holy Book. Mm-hmm.
They came from Boston on the airline, and I heard it sound.
I was sitting in class, four blocks north of Ground Zero.
I was taking my kids to school. The first plane went straight over our heads and into the building.
My eyes just kind of shot up. Flames. One of the towers just in flames.
But we all thought it was an accident. Accident.
wasn't an accident. I knew it wasn't an accident right away.
Everyone was running. Running. Everyone was running and screaming. Then the second plane hit. The second plane hit.
It was not an accident. Just dust in the street.
Just dust.
What's gonna happen here next?
The bodies were moved to large tents on the east side of Manhattan.
I would sit there and recite psalms all night.
Simply sitting.
To come. I don't really know what that means.
Ela ha'i achar, el ha'makor.
there's the world, and there's the world right here.
WTC 911 by Steve Reich, commissioned and recorded by the Kronos Quartet. And that recording is going to be released by Nonesuch in a couple of weeks' time to mark the 10th anniversary of that fateful day. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is the Portuguese accordion quartet, Danças Ocultas.
Thank you.
Tarafta Haiduk's restoring the music of Bartok to its gritty gypsy roots on their album Masquerada. So that was the ostinato and Romanian dance, following on from Portugal's accordion quartet Dansas Ocultas. If you'd like details of anything we play on this programme, do have a look at the playlist which we post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Or, of course, you can drop us a line, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The music of Karen Tanaka is one of her three techno etudes, as played by Norway's Sinja Bakker. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and here's a song from the last album that John Martin recorded before he passed away a couple of years ago. It's now been released by the Hole in the Rain label, and from it, this is a wonderfully dark and smoky track called Gambler. Thank you.
shout and play your poker.
Tenere tabu, سامة قهر يطقل انتو ماستر جاي يا لو يلا كي سامة قهر يطقل انتو ماستر جاي
Jealous desert, why can't you see? You are a treasure. I've seen the world. I love you better. Oh, Tenere, you are the treasure of my soul.
This is an interesting new release from Mali's Tenariwen. Certainly haven't heard them using English as well as Tuareg in their songs until now, but that comes as a result of them collaborating with TV on the Radio's Kit Malone. And it works, I think. The album is called Tasili. You'll have to wait another week or so to get hold of a copy, but if you are a fan of the band, it is a must. Now, here's an interesting sound, which we think is the result of a sansula, which is a type of thumb piano being placed on a drum skin.
Thank you.
that's Zlatko Kaučić playing the Sansula Glockenspiel and drums for his piece called Space Polka, reminding me a little bit of Moondog's music, as does this piece, very much so, although this was in fact written back in the 14th century by an Italian called Francesco Landini. It's a song called Ecco la Primavera, Here Comes the Spring, as performed here by Misericordia.
Con grande
The Scottish Small Pipes, as played by Vicky Swan, and that's a piece inspired by the Swedish long dances, which involve everybody at a party linking arms and then snaking around the room, tying themselves in all kinds of knots so that everybody can get to know everyone else, but in a wonderfully gentle and very dignified fashion. The tune was written by Vicky Swan's duo partner Johnny Dyer, and they start their latest album, which is called Stones on the Ground, with this very sweet song.
Fitting for your wife, Billy boy. Is she fitting for your wife, Billy boy? Yeah, she's fitting for my wife, like a handle on her knife. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. Did she ask you to sit down, Billy boy? Did she ask you to sit down, Billy boy? Yeah, she asked me to sit down as she cuts you to the ground. She's my Nancy, please, my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. She light you up to bed, Billy boy. Did she light you up to bed, Billy boy? Yeah, she lit me up to bed with the bowing of her head. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. She lays her close to me like the bark that's on her tree. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy boy. Did you marry in the morn, Billy boy? Did you marry in the morn, Billy boy? Yes, we married in the morn, and in a year a babe was born. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. Thank you. has been so kind, Billy boy. Yes, the years have been so kind, like a road that gently winds. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling Billy. Yes, we're both together now, lying neath the great oak bough. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling Billy.
Billy Boy and Nancy's Fancy, a well-known traditional tale that's been around for at least 100 years. Cecil Sharp noted down a version of that in Somerset in 1904, and it has a great sentiment, gracefully delivered by Johnny Dyer and Vicky Swan. Now, when it comes to Welsh triple harpists, Llio Ruthech is probably the best known. She's a woman inspired by the music and the powerful landscape of her home country, and somebody who creates real atmosphere when she plays.
what's gonna trouble the water? See that band all dressed in white?
God's gonna trouble the water.
The leader looks like the Israelites.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water.
Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
In white, the leader looks like the Israelites.
See that band all dressed in red? It must be the band that Moses led.
Wade in the water,
wade in the water, children, wade in the water.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Keris Matthews singing one of the many songs that she's collected and treasured over the years, ever since she was seven, in fact. The spiritual Wade in the Water, where she was joined by singer and harpist Serafina Steer. Before that, the tantalisingly titled Edward's Grip, which is the piece that starts Cleo Ruther's new album. And on much of that, she's been collaborating with the trumpet player Thomas Williams, so we'll hear more of that anon. And those gently rippling patterns making me reach for this. This is the Change Ringing Handbell Group giving us a round of Bristol's Surprise Maximus.
Go Bristol.
Thank you.
Such a wonderful sound. Bristol's Surprise Maximus, as performed by the Change Ringing Handbell Group. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and more music here from medieval Italy. This is a song about a nun who has a change of heart. She burns her habit, leaves the convent, and escapes to the outside world. It's performed by the Daughters of Elvin.
Thank you.
Well, there's another from the flautist Tom McElvogue with the guitarist Paddy Kerr. We heard them first tonight, and it's another track from their album The Long Hard Road. Two tunes there, Peter Wipers and Walsh's, following on from The Daughters of Elvin. And that was an anonymous medieval song, which translates as From Now On, I Am in the Outside World. As I said, you'll find the details of everything that we play on this programme on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And of course, you can also listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Well, this is also a Celtic melody, but it's a modern one, written by a composer from New York called Patrick Zimmerly for pianists Kevin Hayes and Brad Meldow.
As I was walking one fine summer's morning, oh, the hills and the meadows, they look so green and gay, and the birds were sweetly singing, so pleasant and so charming. Bright early in the morning, at the break of the day, nightingale is singing, and the lark she is a-taking a flight all in the air, and the small birds and turtle doves on every bough are building. The sun is just a glimmering arise, my dear. birds I will pick them all, sweet lilies, pinks and roses. And it's all for my Lemony, the girl that I adore. Oh, Lemony, oh, Lemony, you are the sweetest creature.
The Askew sisters, Emily and Hazel, with the traditional song Sweet Lemony, leman being an ancient word for lover. And those two have a few gigs coming up in September, including one at Cecil Sharp House on the 13th. So do have a look at their website for the details. The album is called Through Lonesome Woods, and this is another track from it. It's their rendition of the ever-popular tune Paddy Carey's, preceded by one collected by John Playford in 1651 called Mundess.
Thank you.
Mundess and Paddy Carey's, as played by the Askew Sisters. And that's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Do join me for Late Junction tomorrow at the slightly later time of 11:30. And for now, I'll leave you with this glorious Fantasia by the 17th century Englishman John Jenkins, as played by Phantasm. Good night. Thank you. Time once again for another meander through the night here on Radio 3. I'm Susan Sharp with a warm welcome to 6 hours of uninterrupted music, save for a few words from me every so often. The Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra is giving this morning's concert, conducted by Leos Swarovski, and they're performing Barber's Adagio for strings, the Harp Concerto by Glier, and Stravinsky's Ballet Petrushka. It was Toscanini's continued championing of Barber's Adagio from the end of 1938 that contributed greatly to its early popularity. Its reflective, lamenting character meant it was taken up as a memorial piece for US servicemen killed in the Second World War.
Thank you.
Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, which began as a movement from a string quartet. The Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra was conducted there by Leos Swarovski. Now Jana Boshkova's joining the orchestra as soloist in the Harp Concerto by Reinhold Glier, another piece from immediately before the war. Glier wrote it in 1938. It's tuneful, untroubled music on the whole, with plenty of the arpeggiated chords we associate with the harp. The middle movement's a theme with six variations and a coda.
Thank you. Thank you.